This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne in Los Angeles.
And I'm Steve Inskeep in Washington. This city's newest monument will be dedicated at the end of the month, but the public is already getting its first view of the National World War II Memorial. The early visitors include NPR senior correspondent Bob Edwards.
There was once a broken fountain on the National Mall, but after 3 years of ditch digging, stone setting, and extensive new plumbing, water is moving again. The newly restored fountain is at the center of the World War II Memorial. Visitors are stopping by with cameras and cell phones.
With a huge pool in the middle and two big fountains with small little fountains all around, it's directly in between the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument. It's the closest thing to the reflecting pool. It's beautiful. It's got laurel wreaths all around it.
The new memorial is the size of a football field. It's an oval with an open plaza like a Greek amphitheater. 56 stone pillars frame each end like parentheses.
Those represent the 48 states, 7 territories, and the District of Columbia that existed at the time of the war. And really, they stand to symbolize the unity of a nation. You can see that each pillar is connected to the other by a bronze rope.
Betsy Glick is with the American Battle Monuments Commission, the group overseeing the memorial's construction. There is more symbolism. Two towering arches represent two theaters of war, the Atlantic and the Pacific. The names of major engagements, including Guadalcanal and the Battle of the Bulge, are etched in stone, but not the names of the fallen. Instead, Glick walks to a low wall opposite the entrance. It's granite, with bronze panels and gold stars.
You might remember during World War II, when someone lost a son or a daughter in uniform, the mothers hung a gold star in the window, and the architect took that concept. We've got 4,000 stars on the wall. More than 400,000 people died, so each star really stands for more than 100 people that passed away during the war.
We should not lose sight of the fact that the memorial actually, in the long run, is really built for future generations.
Architect Friedrich St. Florian designed the monument. He was 12 in 1945, living in Austria when the American jeeps rolled in.
Yeah, I have very good memories. An advance unit of the Rainbow Division came into our village, and we befriended the American soldier. This was my introduction to chewing gum, among other things. And of course, little did I could imagine that one day I will be asked to designed the National World War II Memorial in Washington.
There were people who were troubled that something so prominent should not memorialize a war.
Well, we are not really so much memorializing a war. This is about an entire nation, a generation of Americans that at one moment stood up on a global scale to defend our principles and ideals, and in so doing, actually changed the course of history.
Reviews of St. Florian's design are mixed. Critics say it's too big, too bland, that it adds to the Capitol's glut of monuments. One group of veterans does not agree.
It was a grand idea, and I think it's wonderful.
Oh, it's really very, very impressive and thoughtfully done, you know.
Senators Ted Stevens and Fritz Hollings made a 17-block junket from Capitol Hill to visit the new memorial a month before the dedication. 9 other current congressmen were with them, all World War II vets, including Senator John Warner and Representative Henry Hyde, both of whom served in the Navy. Senator Daniel Inouye, an Army veteran, is a Medal of Honor recipient, and South Carolina's Hollings earned a Bronze Star during his Army service.
You see, all this stone is granite. And it came from Kershaw, South Carolina. Yes, it was.
All of these men have had an intense interest in the creation of the memorial, but it's a retired senator who's most associated with the project.
I think we ought to pay a little bit of tribute to our friend Bob Dole for the work that he did in this connection.
Now, that's a lot of help. These guys all help when we needed help.
Dole was a 21-year-old Army second lieutenant when machine gun fire damaged his right arm. He helped raise $191 million for the monument.
Are you happy with the way it turned out?
Oh, I'm very happy. I mean, what I'm happy about is you can still see the Washington Monument and the Lincoln
memorial. It's not obscured. It's almost enhanced. I think the view's enhanced.
Does it do the job, do you think? Does it accomplish what you...
I think we need to find out now from the families. Here's my expert, Senator Warner. Does this do the job? Does it sort of reflect the view?
As I said to you many times, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which you and I worked on, was a gamble. It worked out beyond all imagination as we worked on this one together.
Yeah.
It works out. It's quietly awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
And there's a feeling of serenity, and you get... Someone asked me, what do I think of? I think of all of the colleagues who in World War II, 16 million plus, that are not with us today, but this stands as an everlasting memorial to their courage and sacrifice, and with that of their families.
Workers are still chipping away at excess grout on the marble walkways. There's new sod to be rolled out, and a few finishing touches before May 29th, when nearly a million people are expected for the official dedication of the National World War II Memorial. Bob Edwards, NPR News, Washington.
Photos of the National World War II Memorial are at npr.org.